Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce. Tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930. The Answer. We're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for helping keep America rolling along. And, of course, the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and hauling the much-needed supplies down into the Hurricane Ian area down there in southwest Florida. Also, Felix and the mail haulers, the bulk mail haulers, appreciate all you guys and gals, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel, and, of course, the jet fuel or wherever it needs to go. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon drivers getting the job done there tonight. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. And we're on Twitter. Find us there. Captain's America is our signal. Captain's America. And, of course, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there. Check out all the great things we have to offer and see what you might find that you didn't know was there. All righty. It's time to reach out and touch California. So here we go. It's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody out
there. Yay! They must be Carolina Panther fans because the Bucks are not feeling happy tonight. All right, thank you. Thank you, guys. All right, there they go. But anyway, no, the Bucks took it on the chin 21-3. I mean, that's the worst loss that Brady's had in a while and as a quarterback. And I don't know, there's just something not right with this team, but I'll get into that in a little bit. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And don't forget, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, right off the bat, Kyle, we had a nice little message from a young lady who raised a question about Marco Rubio. Her name was Sandra. Raised a question about Marco Rubio and some things that she'd heard about Social Security and what he was planning to do to Social Security. And we want to set the record straight on this because some of what she said is not actually what's taking place. But go ahead and take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. That's right. We got a wonderful message. This is from Sandra, and she writes in and she says, Captain, I worry Floridians are not aware that Marco Rubio is on a team that is moving to demolish Social Security in the near future. Will you address this concern on your show, please? Thank you, signed, a worried senior citizen. Well, we really do appreciate the message, Sandra. And basically, of course, yes, Marco Rubio and Mitt Romney had had an idea just recently in order to take some of your Social Security benefits or Social Security benefits that were not yet being paid out, and that could be used for parents using it for a like a maternity leave or parental leave. It was called the New Parent Act. Well, that didn't go very far, but no, in fact, so it's that's a dead issue at this point for them. But basically, Marco Rubio is not looking to demolish Social Security at all, although I think he has expressed concerns about it being able to be funded and so forth. But it is very, very high on Floridians' minds. In fact, an incredibly high percentage of voters will not support someone who supports deep cuts in Medicare and so forth. But on the Val Demings side, they're on the Val Demings side, they're talking about that Marco Rubio wants to take the tax breaks for the wealthiest corporations, and then make big cuts in Social Security and Medicare to pay for it. So I don't think Marco Rubio really wants to do that, Captain.
No, he doesn't. And Val Demings is stretching the truth as she likes to do, because she's come out and said, I didn't, in a television commercial no less, I didn't vote to defund the police. Well, specifically and directly and technically, she didn't, but it was in the bill that she voted for, and the bill that she voted for had to defund the police provision in it. So, Val, the jig is up. Come clean. Tell the truth.
I got to tell you, Captain, any candidate, it seems to me, that would have in some way, shape, or form supported the defund the police initiatives or movements, they've got a lot of explaining to do to the voters, because that is not a popular issue.
Well,
whatsoever.
That is the issue that the Democrats have taken up around the country, that, oh, no, we didn't vote to defund the police. There was nothing specifically to defund the police, and we didn't vote for that. Well, the bill they voted for was one of these billion-dollar or whatever money bills packages, and it was in there, okay? And it was part of the bill. So guess what? The bill passed. They voted yes. They voted to defund the police, even though specifically that wasn't what the bill was there for.
No, not at all. But, of course, the end result is really the same. And, you know, Captain, they've got to read these things and they've got to realize exactly what it's going to say to the voters about where they stand about law and order in this country. Defunding the police is not something any reasonable person really wants to do.
Nope. Hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Of course, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And if you want to give us a call, 877-969-8600.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All right, I will take it away after I remind you that this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. And I've been telling you about Relief Factor for well over 8 years because that's how long I've been taking it. And just like millions of other people that have taken the product and know about it, it is something that will work. And I would not be telling you about it if it didn't. Now, my problems have been with me, and they're still with me, and I still have to take the Relief Factor because it helps me with the problem that I've got, my left foot and ankle and leg, and my even my right foot and ankle and leg from time to time. Just all depends. But the fact of the matter is that when I'm in pain and I have swelling and inflammation, this product will get rid of it. It will lower it, bring it back down to the normal level where it needs to be, and whammo-bammo, there I am. Now, once in a while, when I'm standing up at an event for a long period of time, I have to take a second shot of it, sometime about 4 hours after I take the first one, to keep everything working because, once again, my leg will swell up, my foot will start hurting, my ankle may start to really bite, if you know what I mean, and I have to do something, and this product works. So, again, it's Relief Factor. And Relief Factor is a product that is 100% drug-free. That's because the ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help to support the body's natural response to inflammation. And it will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem you've got by going straight to the source. Now, I know this because it works for me. I might have a pain in my ankle, might have a pain in my leg, and all of a sudden my wrist will start to hurt or my elbow, especially when the weather gets cold. You know how you can tell after you've broken things and whatnot? They'll tell you that you can tell what the weather's going to do later in life. Well, that's true. That's absolutely true. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. Simply put, it's like taking a vitamin pill for your pains and your swelling. And it works. So, relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. One more time. Relieffactor.com/captain. Click on the little logo there for the 3-week quick start. Only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. That's about a dollar a day to get you out of pain and get you back to feeling comfy. Relieffactor.com/captain. And Kyle has something that the people like to say. What is it, Kyle?
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. And I mean bingo. Roger, right on target. Okay. Joe Biden, the gift that keeps on giving, was interviewed by a journalist. His name was Jonathan Capehart. And it was an interview on MSNBC, an exclusive interview, supposedly. And in it, he was asked a couple of questions. Now, you got the answer to one of them, so if you're ready to play that, go ahead and play what was said. If you want to set it up a little further, you can.
Thank you, Captain. That's right. Well, the interviewer asked the president about his intention to run again, and here's what President Joe Biden said in response to that.
I have not made that formal decision, but it's my intention to run again, and we have time to make that decision.
Dr. Biden is for it. Mr. President. Oh.
Dr. Biden thinks that, my wife thinks that, that we're doing something very important.
There you have it, Captain. It's as if the president actually sort of shut down for...
He either nodded off, was falling asleep, which is what the reporter thought, or he had a mental lapse. And believe me, it was not falling asleep.
Right. No, I agree. And certainly, it was almost as if, too, Captain, he was searching for whatever the pre-programmed response should be to the question of running again. Because if you notice, he said, I haven't made a formal decision, but it's my intention.
Now, do you want to hear what was said immediately after that by the reporter, after he got his answer? Listen to this. This is amazing.
Mr. Oops. President, I'll be honest. I'm
okay. What he said, and I'll stop it because it obviously had a bug in it. He says, Mr. President, I'll be honest. I'm scared.
Wow. Scared of his response. Scared of
him condition. And the way he's acting. His response, yes, because he goes on in this. There's one other little piece to this interview, if I can find it. He goes on in this. Let's see. Oh, okay. All right. Here's what he goes on to say.
Right now, knock on wood. I don't want to jinx myself. I'm in good health. Everything physically about me is still functioning well. So, and mentally too. So,
now, the reporter walked the president outside to get him some fresh air because he thought he was falling asleep inside during the interview. That's what that was all about.
Very interesting. Well, obviously, if that was your grandfather or somebody, and, you might have a lot of concerns. And for a reporter to say, Mr. President, I'm scared, is certainly a far cry from the notion that we would typically have with the media who would try to cover for such an event.
And then this is how this ended. The president, before they went back inside, put his hands on both shoulders, looked the reporter square in the eye, and this is what we heard.
So let's say Trump doesn't run again. Convince Aunt Gloria that she should stick with you.
Well, I think Aunt Gloria should take a look. I, I think it's a legitimate thing to be concerned about anyone's age, including mine. I think that's totally legitimate. But I think the best way to make the judgment is to you know, watch me. You know, am I slowing up? Am I don't have the same pace? Or, you know, and that old joke, you know, everybody talks about the, you know, the new 70s, 50s, and all that stuff. You know, it could be, I'm a great respecter of fate. I could get a disease tomorrow. I could, you know, drop dead tomorrow. But I, you know, in terms of my energy level, in terms of how much I'm able to do, I think people should look and say, does he still have the same passion for what he's doing? And if they think I do and I can do it, then that's fine. If they don't, then they should vote against me. Not against me, they should encourage me not to go. But that's not how I feel. I can't even say the age I'm going to be. I can't even get it out of my mouth.
Now, the majority of the people in the country believe that he should just fold the tent up and retire nice and gently off to the Western Hemisphere somewhere.
Well, right. And, of course, here you have the President of the United States making these kinds of statements. And I suppose, Captain, this is one of the reasons why he turns around and tries to trot towards the helicopter whenever he gets.
That's exactly what he does that for.
Yeah.
Because one of these times you're going to see him fall on his ass.
Yeah, and that would be terrible, but I will say that, yeah, this is they are so concerned with these optics. That's
all
exactly
right.
What it's about.
Let me try to get a question that we won't be able to answer until we come back from the break, but here we go. Backgammon Bob, what is your question?
Yeah, if we win the House and the Senate, can we do anything about Biden as far as a 25th Amendment type thing? Because this guy's clearly falling apart. All right, that's it, Captain.
Who's in charge of the House and the Senate, Kyle?
Well, right now, the Democrats, of course. Yeah.
And if we were to do anything about it, when's the earliest we could do about it?
January.
It'd be January the 6th, I believe, is when the Congress takes over and exercises their new thing. Yes, that's when we could do something about it. But until then, too bad, so sad.
Well, right, and of course, typically with the 25th Amendment, generally is going to come from the cabinet.
That's right.
So, yeah, the finding the president not able to discharge his duties, but there's going to be another component to that too, Captain. That's going to be the critical mass in the country. If there becomes a real outcry, a bipartisan, legitimate outcry, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, that would fuel that kind of a movement. But I do think this, though, too, Captain, is that once the Democrats take a shellacking in the midterms, as it appears that that's going to happen, then you're going to hear Democrats starting to talk about how, well, I met with the president the other day, he just wasn't himself, I don't know, and you'll hear a growing chorus of Democrats, I think, because they'll want to try to set up for 2024.
They will want him not to run. They'll put every kind of pressure they can on him, and if Nancy Pelosi is the first one to go to become an ambassador and leave the Congress, that'll be the reason for him moving on. Watch and see. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks are coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Two Russian indigenous Siberians were so scared of having to fight the war in Ukraine, they chanced everything to take a small boat across the treacherous Bering Sea to reach American soil. The two, identified as males by a resident, landed earlier this month near Gamble on Alaska's St. Lawrence Island in the Bering Strait, where they asked for asylum. They feared for their lives because of Russia, who is targeting minority populations for conscription into service in Ukraine, Republican U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski said this weekend. A Saudi prince related to Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman seemingly took aim at President Biden and the U.S., warning leaders not to threaten Saudi Arabia. Anybody that challenges the existence of this country and this kingdom, all of us, we are products of jihad and martyrdom, said Saudi Prince Saud al-Shalan. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okie dokie, Kyle Warren. I will do just that. Oh, by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our good friend Mike Lindell and MyPillow, MyPillow.com. But have you heard about My Store, MyStore.com? Well, you got two choices right now. If you need something for, well, I don't know, your kitchen or maybe your living room or your dining room or maybe your porch or your deck, check out MyStore.com. He's got all sorts of things there. From lamps to tables to silverware to things for your kitchen, can openers, toasters, you name it. I mean, it's all there. Microwave ovens, I saw some of those in there the other day. Very reasonably priced, too. But you can go over to MyStore.com, take a look and see what he's got there. And, of course, the promo code is always going to be the word Captain. That's it. The promo code is always going to be the word Captain to get the reduced price that you'll get, the discount on what you're buying. But, of course, MyPillow.com is primarily about your bedroom and where you sleep. And that's where you'll be able to get some great prices on your bed sheets and your pillows. Pillows right now are down to $19.98 on the pillows. You can get a pillow for that. They've got the six-piece towel sets, the roll-and-go-anywhere MyPillows, and a whole bunch more stuff. And remember, When you go over to MyPillow.com, just go to the Radio Listener Specials page, which is where all the specials are at MyPillow.com. The Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN, and away you go. And you'll find a lot of great specials there on things that you've heard and seen advertised on the TV. Now, you can also call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And use the promo code CAPTAIN, and away you go. And don't forget, when you purchase an item at MyPillow.com or MyStore.com, you will receive one of Mike Lindell's books absolutely free with your purchase. That's $25 value. So either give them a call at 800-641-5459 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN, and you're in like plan. Same thing for MyStore.com. Promo code CAPTAIN, and you're in the system, and away you go. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, all the polls out there right now show the Democrats are losing ground, and they're losing ground rapidly. Independents, for example, are already gone. The Democrats can kiss the independents goodbye because the three issues that bother them the most, that the Democrats don't seem to care the most about, are the economy, inflation, and immigration.
That's exactly right, Captain. And the Democrat Party elite have been relying, I think, on their old tried and true thing called messaging. In other words, they don't really care what people are really caring about out there because they want to make the narrative, they want to make the discussion about one particular thing, and in this case, primarily abortion and to some lesser extent January 6th and Donald Trump. But people are saying out there that the inflation, the crime, and of course, as you mentioned, the border crisis, those are top shelf issues for the American voter. And so this is what they're going to be voting on, absolutely.
Well, that's all very, very true. Now, the other thing is, along with this, is that when you look at polls, you need to remember that they constantly change. They're not going to stay the same, you know, from now until Election Day. They may get worse. I doubt they're going to get much better because the movement of the polls has been away from the Democrats and the things that they stand for and more towards the Republicans and the issues that they're standing up for, which is what the people want to hear.
Well, exactly right, especially when you take a look at things like the direction of the country. You have overwhelming majority of Americans believing that we're on the right track. There's about 27% of people who evidently think we're on the right track, as opposed to those who think we're on the wrong track.
73%.
Actually a little bit. That's right. Yeah, this is actually very scary because you wonder about this 27 to 30% of people who think we're on the right track. Those voters, Captain, I think are the one issue or true believer voters who believe in one particular issue and will vote for it regardless of anything else happening in the universe at that point.
Now, the NYPD is now on pace this year to lose over 4,000 officers who are quitting. This is now a full-time staffing emergency. And I don't blame the officers that are quitting because a lot of them are coming south to take lower-paying jobs in places like Florida and Georgia and South Carolina and North Carolina where they're being welcomed with open arms because of the immense amount of training that they've got, number one, and they can really help a department by stepping up their training division, which some of these officers have become training officers, and just bringing an esprit de corps to the department like what it used to be like in the days of the law and order mayors up in New York, for example, John Lindsay and Rudy Giuliani. They were law and order mayors. For that matter, so wasn't Bloomberg to a certain point until the tail end there when he got roped into some of that nonsense.
Well, that's right. Even Governor Hochul is trying to address the crime issue.
She's a joke. She doesn't know how to deal with it.
Well, exactly. Because, Captain, you know, there's a video that's gone viral here recently of a man being attacked on a subway a platform, just being pushed deliberately into the subway tracks, apparently without any kind of provocation whatsoever. It was just a random attack. And these kinds of things voters see, and they realize that something is absolutely, completely, devastatingly wrong. But the exodus of the police, you know, with all the defund the police and so forth, I mean, this is the logical outcome of when you have this kind of mentality as opposed to supporting law enforcement.
Over the weekend, former President Donald Trump was in Robstown, Texas, and he said the Democrats were against oil, God, and guns. They say that Texas is going blue, and it's not going to go blue. It's going to go Trump. Trump told his Save America rally Saturday night, adding that the Texas way of life was under siege. Well, that's true. And by the way, we also saw him unveiling his new plane and the new paint design to his plane. Pretty sharp.
Well, that's right. It's the same plane, but it has been upgraded, many of its components. The paint job, of course, is all fresh. And it's been doing its safety trials just recently, Captain. It sparks some idea of whether or not he might use it to crisscross the country soon.
I believe he will. Now, CNN sounded the alarm on Sunday, warning that the pro-Second Amendment makeup of the Supreme Court of the United States pretends an end to gun control nationwide. Well, maybe they do and maybe they don't, but they certainly are going to step up against some of these unconstitutional regulations that these states have as the cases are brought to them.
See, that's the key. And this is where especially many in the liberal media, they try to paint this picture that, well, they're going to shut down all of these gun control things. As you said, not necessarily. They have to look at these things case by case.
That's
right.
They
have to test the constitutionality of it. That's how our system works. It's not, and the Supreme Court's not a political system, but yet political players want to paint it as such so they can gin up a lot of animosity.
Yeah. Now, I want to mention that Republicans are laser focused on the economy. We've seen the ads blanketing the airwaves before the midterm elections. It's all about the economy, all about immigration, all about education and other things. And abortion is way down the list, which is where it should be. It shouldn't be that important because it deals with one element of the country. Now, while Democrats seem to be sounding the alarm on abortion access as early voting gets underway in many states. Now, again, I say that the Democrats are barking up the wrong tree. We're going to find out soon because I think their message is a dying message.
Well, again, it's certainly an attempt to try to control the damage that they're going to suffer, it would seem, at the voting booth, and try to make the conversation only about abortion, but not about the things that are really mattering.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch and Kyle Warren, too, the Truckers Highway Bible Report on the limb here. And by the way, snow out west in the mountains. We got plenty more to tell you about snow, higher elevations west of Denver and Omaha up in the mountains there. We'll tell you all about it. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Okay, drivers, this is a little song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Raise Radio. A little song for that left lane. It goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. Hair right, feet look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my desk. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hang out in a radio fight. Well, he went to Petey's mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Now when you get around, a driver wants to throw a dead key. Well, you can find his ass if you'll just listen to me. I use my RF gain and my squelch control and that little bitty meter on my radio. Now when I find his truck, I drive around to the back. That's when I pull out my clients and I plan the attack. Next time he keys his mic, that's when his finals blow, and he burns up his kicker and his radio.
All righty. Ray Kyle. And he's giving us some trade secrets as to what you do when you find a guy's doing the dead key in the truck stop. You cut the cord. Let him key it all he wants. It's not going to do nothing but talk to the wall. All righty. Let's take a look here. I'm going to read you something here because we have got some real serious weather out west. Multiple hazards are forecast for the remainder of, this weekend and late early into next week. Now, high elevation accumulations of snow for the Intermountain West is going to happen, much below normal temperatures, too. Strong winds are expected. Winds and dry conditions may result in some wildfires across the Central Plains today as well. And furthermore, the threat for severe thunderstorms for portions of the plains and upper Mississippi Valley are quite likely today. Now, this snow that's out in the west is going to be moving out of the mountains in the northern area of the United States to the east. We'll get into all that in a little bit, but Kyle, take it away. What's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you're right. We've been seeing, of course, the first significant snowfall throughout the Intermountain West here over the weekend. And as we head into Monday and head into Tuesday, we still have a lot of snow to come. And it's still going to be snowing in places like northern Idaho, central Idaho, over throughout Montana, down through Wyoming, down into Colorado, especially west of Denver, coming out I-70, and, of course, also over in Utah as well, as you make your way up Interstate or down Interstate 15, coming out of Seattle, coming out of Salt Lake City, heading down towards southern Utah. So basically, we do have a lot of weather to talk about.
Or going north to Idaho.
Are going north to Idaho.
Yeah, it's
going to
get rugged up there.
Well, exactly right. In fact, right now, Boise, Idaho, under a freeze warning that will extend all the way down to Twin Falls, as a matter of fact. Salt Lake City also has a winter storm warning and a hard freeze warning right around it, and most of Utah under a winter storm warning or a hard freeze warning. So you want to be aware of that as well. Coming up I-80 out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, you're going to continue to have some high winds as well. This is what this storm is bringing with it, as well as snow and very, very cold temperatures. In fact, Captain, where you have these colder temperatures now, especially places like Cedar City, Utah, 25 degrees right now. Bozeman, Montana is at 29 degrees. Idaho Falls at 35 degrees. Salt Lake City also 35 degrees. So we see now that that old man winter seems to be making his way into the western United States. So you want to be careful wherever you're going. We also have freeze warnings in Northern California up along the California coast this morning as well. Also, here's also a very important issue. We've also got very cold temperatures in Arizona. So if you're coming through I-40, heading out towards New Mexico and heading over east, you could have snow in the higher elevations.
Flagstaff.
And Flagstaff as well. That's mm-hmm. right. And one of the reasons, of course, we've got a lot of remnants of Hurricane Rosalyn coming through with rain into Arizona and New Mexico. We've got rain south of Albuquerque right now, rain in Carlsbad, New Mexico, and also coming out of Tucson, you're going to have rain coming across the road as well. So be careful out there. It's cold, and it could be snowing where you are. So
yeah, that rain is going to be cold in New Mexico, but it's cold enough to snow, so you may be getting a lot of snow, especially in the mountains of New Mexico. And if you're coming across I-40, you could be in a substantial amount of snow coming out of Flagstaff all the way east over towards Amarillo, Texas. And if the weather holds the way it is and the system continues to move to the east, we'll be talking about snow tomorrow in Oklahoma and maybe parts of Arkansas and Missouri and Iowa as well. Now, there is snow in the western part, the western third of North Dakota tonight, and it's snowing pretty good, and looks like as if that's going to kick up into something else. Snow is projected to move across North Dakota. Rapid City, South Dakota, you're getting snow there coming into South Dakota. Obviously, it's going to get pretty sticky there for about the first 50 or 60 miles, so be advised when you're going up and down those mountains over in that area. It could get real exciting. A snow is forecast across half of South Dakota today. And then going down into Nebraska, you've got a mixed bag of weather predominantly right now. It's high winds and some very dry conditions. Kansas, you've got the same, but you've also got a big area in Kansas where you could have some unsettled weather, which could bring you some snow showers out west and maybe even closer to the Mississippi River as we move into tomorrow. Now, there's very unsettled weather conditions for the southeastern point of Minnesota tonight and Iowa. And Missouri, the western part of Missouri, it's a little bit too early to say exactly what it's going to do, but certainly it's going to get windy, and then you might have the clouds come in, and it, depending on how cold it gets, it could be snow, it could be rain, it could be freezing rain, but you're going to get something going on there. In the upper Midwest, the northern part of the northern part of Illinois, Chicago included, windy there today, could have some unsettled weather in there, could be anything in the form of snow or rain. Also down into the western part of Kentucky and the southern part of Illinois and the southeastern corner of Missouri, you could have some rain in there or worse, depending on what the temperature gets down to. It's all contingent to what this temperature is doing. And things are going to get cold enough in the north of I-40 in the next day or two to where there could be a lot of snow there. So we're just letting you know. Now, there is a gale warning along the Gulf of Mexico from Brownsville, right there in the Mexican-Texas border, all the way up to just south of Houston tonight. So it's very windy there along the Gulf. Be advised of that. We also have some very windy conditions off Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, and that seems to be moving up towards Norfolk, Virginia, and the Chesapeake Bay. We'll see. It may or may not get that far. Up along Long Island and up around Cape Cod, you've got some very windy conditions there. The seas are rather rough, too. So, that's what the weather looks like. Keep in mind, Kyle and I will be right back in the next hour here. But the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J. Stop by, join the Drivers Club, get you some free coffee, some free soda, whatever it is they're giving away at the moment. And we'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life.